We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, still in the middle of the halachas and Siman Shin Aleph, and what are you allowed to go out with on Shabbos to the street and whatnot, on that Pehei Min Aleph, Sif Mem Dalet. Says the Mechab, Habola Hatzal Kelev Bnei Adlekim. Somebody's coming to save his stuff because there's a fire. So Leibish Kol Mashiach, Leibish, he could wear whatever he could wear. Va'itav Kol Mashiach, Leibish, he could cloak himself, whatever he could cloak himself. U'Pashit, and he takes it off. When he gets to the destination, then he goes back, puts stuff on, and he goes out again. Says Mishmar Sif Katan Kav. No Mishmar Sif Mem Hey. Misha Nashur Kaleb Bemayim. Someone had his stuff got soaked in water, his clothing. He could walk with them. But in the Chesh, not concerned, Shemayob, they skid that he might come to squeeze it out. And below Yishtachim Lenagvim. However, he shouldn't hang them up to dry in Mars Ayin because the parents are wrongdoing. People shouldn't suspect him. She keeps him on Shabbos like he did laundry on Shabbos. That this is even in the innermost chambers. She in Shemrayim that there's no one even who could see, but they're still usher that the Mars Ayin still applies. It's still prohibited. But they only said it's prohibited to hang it up on Shabbos. But if you hung up and before Shabbos, the laundry clothing onto the line in the Chavos Sakim Shabbos, it could stay there all Shabbos. You don't have to remove it on Shabbos. Says Mishbrusev Katan Kovas Samachalif. Someone's kalim, someone's clothing got soaked by mayim of water. They not make a shum whether he was walking and he got soaked in the rain. Ashenof Banari, he fell into the river and Slachul Kalev and his clothing got all soaked. So the Siv Katan Kovas Samachbeis Hadlech Ben Bechul, he could continue going in them. You don't have to be concerned that he might come to squeeze it. They didn't make it forbidden on the person, the garments that he's wearing. And even if only his clothing got soaked, he could initially put it on and go with them. That's only if he doesn't have anything else to wear. Because as the Sharatin Reish Gimel says, because if not, it's brought in the Ramah later on, that by clothing that's soaked in water, you're not allowed to move them. And the Mishnah itself, there's no proof to be lenient. Because that's also talking about when he's going on the road and he doesn't have anything else to wear. Or also, it's talking about where he was already wearing them. Like it sounds like the simple understanding of the wording. Because if not, it should have said, Loib Shamba in the Chesh. You could put them on and whatever to be concerned. So, like, you're wearing it already, so you don't have to take it off. Sif Katan Kavas Amal Gimel. However, below Yishtachim, you shouldn't hang it up to dry because of Mara Sayyid. I'm Magad Abram, Shemesad Lema. Look at Magad Abram, like he's inclined to say, Tadavka Kishon Nishabem Mayim. That specifically was soaked in water. Of enough of my mot malim, but if a little water fell on it, mutul l'shatchin, you're allowed to hang it up. Like the mechesh b'zeh shekibs, because there's no real concern that they're going to come to suspect that he did laundry, because it's not soaking wet. Abul harbachin save, but many later authorities say, hold the in l'chalik b'zeh, not to differentiate, and one should not hang it up, even if it's just a little bit wet. Kav samach dalid, vafilo, and we said, and this is a problem. Even mechadri chadar, now abugadim hamalapafim behem tinoikis. The garments that they used to wrap the little children, Shikur and Vindlin, which are these diapers. They used to have these cloth diapers that they would use over. With that, you're allowed to hang up in the house to dry. Even in the sun in the courtyard. Even the Yeshalim Gam says, cotton sense, it also has the feces of the baby. So, if that's the case, it's obvious to everyone that it wasn't laundered. It's just you want to dry out the real wetness, but like a chashad, and there's no concern. The efshid is possible. Even if there's no excrement on it, if it wasn't soaked all of it in urine, I call yaitin shader chatin agizlash. Everyone knows that babies urinate, and that's why it's wet. As long as you don't dry it opposite the oven, the mogem shiatz led this by where it could get very hot, that the hand would recoil. Like we see later on. Says the Chayodim, which that would be its own problem, but if not for that, then that's okay. Kaf Samachay. And we say you shouldn't hang it up to dry, even Bechadu Chadorim, even in your innermost chamber, in your bedroom. Why? Hatam, the reason is the sages do not differentiate in their Tarkana. When they make a Gezerah, it's in all situations, even if technically there wouldn't be any Marasai. Now that's specifically in the place where those who see him will suspect him, that he did a biblical prohibition, like over here with laundering. It's malacha deraisa. That would be forbidden even in the innermost chamber. But if it's something that would only be a rabbinic prohibition, even according to what those who see will think, that it's at most it's rabbanon. They weren't stringent to say it's forbidden regarding this kim b'fes. Only we do it out in the open. That's brought the other achrayim that like Taisa and the Rosh that yeah that we wouldn't say b'chadchik adoram but it's rabbanon. And we said even in the chadchik adoram that no one sees us it's forbidden. Like in there for a luntis, a towel. That you bring it every Shabbos, when it's still wet, from the bathhouse. Be careful right before Shabbos, when it's busy. Make sure to hang up the towel when it's still daytime. Don't wait till after the sun sets, because that you have this problem about hanging stuff up on Shabbos, which the Shaar Tzinnos Reishei says to look previously in Simri Shamachav and the Bialach, the Maschal Bashir. Says the Mishmur further, the only command is someone shouldn't in bays. The Mukhuk Shom, it's obvious over there, the Mutzarach, the Mukhuk, the Tzarach Shabbos, if you need it for tomorrow, for Shabbos, you're going to the Mikvah for Shabbos morning, yes, the Hakul Shot Chubba Ben Hashmash, then you can be lenient to hang it up by twilight. Akshay Zosh, Shloy Sukhatan, but just be careful not to squeeze it, because it's already Halacha Kliya Shabbos. Which the Sharatin Reish Vav says, however, it is appropriate to be careful, at least to hang it up in private and discreet, and not out in the open. Kof Samach Zayin. So he said, it's not a problem only to hang it up on Shabbos. But if you hung it up from before Shabbos, laundry clothing, then in the chav l'salkan, you don't have to take it down. And even if it's hanging there opposite the people, but the reason is the primary suspicion was only when you hang it up on Shabbos. Then there's reasons to suspect the guy that he did laundry today. Because if he did laundry yesterday, he would have hung it up yesterday. I'm not going to say, oh, because he got soaked in water. Not everybody knows about this, says Lavosh, and therefore, if you did it before Shabbos, it's not a problem. Sif Mem Vav. But God Mashurim B'mayim, clothing that was soaked in water, Asal Nagvam Samach Leish, not allowed to dry it near the fire. Hagar says, Ramah, but Asal Taltim, not allowed to move it, Shem Yobel Deis Chitu, because you might come to squeeze it out. Vushamak B'n Amimav, and that's if he's particular regarding the water, that's the Mordechai Perik Chavis. Says Ramah further, but Asal Leilig B'Shabbos, not allowed to go on Shabbos, Mokam Shuchel HaHachlik, where you could slip. The leap of mind, and you might fall into the water. Shem, Yishogu, Caleb. Maybe your clothing is going to get soaked. The Yovel Deis Chitu, and you're going to come to squeeze it out. That's Rabbi Yeruchim, Chel Gimel. We said that clothing that's hashurim b'mayim that's soaked in water. I feel like hashurim mu'atis, even just a little bit soaked. Kav samach tes. So also nagv mechulu, you now let it dry it up near the fire. Now avikav dafil b'chama also. Now even though that even in the sun, it's forbidden. Now like we had mentioned, that you now dry it up. So why are you saying now dry it near the fire? Yeah, hasam shemar sa'ayin l'churu. That's only a problem, a concern about appearance of wrongdoing. What we're saying over here is the negative ish, it's a Torah. If you're doing it opposite the fire, there's a biblical prohibition. Because of cooking the water and because of whitening. Because the derech l'slaben l'adiyatana, the way is that it gets white through the oven. Like we say in the Gemara Shabbos. The linen when it gets whitened. And also here, this would be prohibited to dry it up. I feel like Kushalov is bam, even if he's wearing them. If he's standing there opposite the heat, the Mokum Shad Sledz by where it's a place where you can get temperatures of 113 degrees Fahrenheit, where it can get very hot, that would be a problem, even if he's wearing it. Which Shartin Reshud said, look at El Yerabba, that is not sure. It's possible that even if his intent when he's standing over there is only to warm himself up and not to dry it up, it would still be awesome because of segregation. It's inevitable that you're cooking the water on your clothing. Kuf Ayin. So you say, and I'll dry it up, samach leish near the fire. But then something is dosla nichan alatani, and I'll put it on the oven, but makushat sledes by him, in a place where it's that high of a heat. But in the Shom, he says, the world, they stumble on this in our great sin. Shom, nichan makhayev, they put in the winter, but God ablachim, his wet clothing, al tanurcham, lanagman on this warm oven to dry it up. Now, but makushat in the yad sledes by him, if it's not so hot, let's say just 100 degrees or whatever, then mut lanagman, you're allowed to dry it up, bushla nichab dek, as long as you don't place it there. The way of like stretching it out, of hanging up laundry, which because the imshayt chemikadarkim, if you hang it up in the normal way, that was as b'chol gavni. That's forbidden always in all situations. Like we said in the previous paragraph, which Sharat Sin Rishud bases is that's logical that the isamar sa'ayin is specifically when you hang it up. Then they say, oh, he did laundry, because that's the way you hang up laundry after you do it, and that's how something El Yerabba says. All our words inside the Mishnah Berurah is only at a time. When he takes it off from himself and he needs to put it down, then you let him put it down in the place where it's not yet sledzbay. Because after that, he says, anyway, it's forbidden because of Issa Tilpli. You're not allowed to move it, like Rama says later on. Or additionally, it's talking about by something that you're not particular about the water, or when just a little bit of water came on it, then we're not concerned you're going to come to squeeze it out. Shartin Rishit Gimel says in Prima Gadim that he writes that a cloth that got soaked in water, you're not allowed to stretch it out on the tanner in the kochlin. It's a type of heating oven that you had on it or in the thickness of its wall, like a receptacle. The place where it's Yatzaledis, this wording of Lishtoyah is Lavdavka, like we wrote, it's a problem from itself. Kofain Aleph. So the Rama said, and moreover, Vasla Tautlam, you're not allowed to remove this type of clothing because you might come to squeeze it out. Lavdavka Kishnishru B'mayim Merub. That's specifically about soaked in a lot of water. But if only a little bit of water came on it, you're not concerned you're going to come to squeeze it out. Like we see later on, Simishin Beis, Sivtez Baga in the Rama, Kofain Beis. And we said that Dafka Shemakbin, that it was particular on the water. That is in right to she b'mayim, meaning he does not want that there should be water in it. Of matloni shishrim to b'mayim, but the towels, let's say, that are generally soaked in water, in lachashem there's no concern with matildi and lada move it because there's no reason for him to want to get the water out of it. Sif mem zayin leishtach od meskel b'shabbes. A person should not hang up his clothing on Shabbos. Even if he's schwitzing, sweating away, walking in hot weather, even that type of drenched, he should not hang up.
When there's a fire, you could wear whatever you want, whatever you could wear, because since that's the way of wearing, so that's permitted. You take it off and you go back and you take out more. So he says, look later on, that Machabe brings that some disagree on this, and here he says him, and he says it on, without any disagreement. Look at the Be'agra, that he proves that the primary is like he says over here. The Masla Maitzi, and then you could take out, look later on, what we read over there in the Mishnah Berurah, over there in Shinlam Adal. The Masla Be'in Chayshish, that if your clothing is soaked, you could walk with it, you don't have to be concerned, you might come to Schita, but you should be careful not to shake it off in the water, because the shaking is also included in Schita, as we say later on, Timon Shin Beis, Sif Alf. You cannot hang up the wet clothing to dry, even in Bechadr Chadar, even in the innermost chambers. So look at Mishbura, Sif Katan, Kvasam Chay, and what I wrote in the Matthias in the Rush, that they say, that's specifically by Yisrael Reisum. Now, even though it's not a clear-cut halacha, the Ran, the first paragraph of Masechtas Yom Tov, Beyam, and it's a different answer on today's question. Also, Sugya Shabbos Samachay sounds like that Rav includes all things, as the Magen Avraham himself, right? So, however, it would seem one could rely on this halacha, because there are many paiskim. This is going to Razor, say, but true, that they don't hold up with the halacha of Rav at all. Now, though, regarding the halacha of Rav, we don't rely on them. The Riff, the Ram, the Rosh, and the Smag, and the Ram, they all pass like Rav, like the Beis is right. But Al Kapon, but it's Rabbonan, you could combine the opinion of the Makilin that we mentioned, not to Asa because of Maris Ayin, only if it's facing people, not in one's courtyard. The Maskal Begadim Shruyim, that a garment soaking in water now dry near the fire. Now, it sounds like in general garments, even that of wool, says the Prima Gadim, what it means to say is that don't say that the Liban is only by linen, which the norm is to put it by the oven to whiten, as written in Mishnah over there, is specifically regarding Issa Bishul. For sure, that applies by Obegadim. Look in Simshin Beis, if Tesn B'Alocha, the Maskal Mutter. That the dish 127 brings, that there he writes that big day pishdan, linen garments, have an issa of malaban, even when you stretch it out, actually facing the sun. Look, but there's also a difference between old garments and new garments. Some of the dirshus, in dirshu number 111, to move garments that are moist, when you're wet, that when you're not wearing them, the Ramah writes later on Siv Mem Vav that it's forbidden because you might come to squeeze it out. Some squeeze garments, Mishnah Berurah later on Siv Mishnah Chav, in the name of the Rambam, Yechayim because of Malaban, you're whitening something by doing that laundry, by squeezing it out, by doing that Schita. Now, even if the bandage on the person, a person's sock, let's say, on his foot, got wet on the bottom, and the secretion, Nebel, every time he takes a step, he's going to be squeezing out the water from the sock because of the heaviness of his body. Mechel Shabbos on the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch writes, it's permitted to walk with it because the Shulchan Aruch says in his Dvar, he says specifically, he doesn't write that you have to take up the garments, that there's in secretion, you can come to squeeze it out when you walk with them. And the reason for this is because since the Schita is only Asim Rabbanim, whether because you're doing it in the indirect way with your foot, and you're not chayv for this because of malab, and whether because the water is that's being squeezed out is going to waste, and you're not chayv because of mafarik, which are different that is included, that is a toilet of dash, of threshing, you could do schita of malab and schita of dash, you could say the chum, we're not gezer on garments that you're wearing. Also, what the Mishnah writes later on, Simtov for Shiridal, then Yom Kippurim, when it's raining, you could go with your socks, and that's what B'Shalom Mizam also writes. The Stipler was particular not to go on Yom Kippurim with his wet socks. Now, even the Mechel Shabbos writes that if he's in his house and he has other socks, one should be stringent and take them off. And sure, Mincha, he writes the name of B'Shalom Mizam from Balazhin, that in the Sefer told this Adam, that if it's possible, you should switch the wet socks. Edition 112, later on, Simchon Chesed Mishmer writes that wet garments, you're not allowed to move on Shabbos because the Isra of Mukta, look at Shmir Shabbos Kochasa, and Mechel Shlem, where he discusses this point, that because Mishmer over here is saying that you could, if you had been wearing them, you could go in them. Edition number 114, even to stretch out dry garments, the way you normally hang it on the laundry line, Shlomo Zalman holds the name of Ben Nishchai, that's forbidden because the one who sees is not going to be able to differentiate if it's wet or a dry garment. And there's a concern in Marasayan, they're going to come to suspect him that he did laundry on Shabbos. Now, when garments that got wet, which is not the norm to do laundry on them, Shubhis Ixmash writes that you're allowed to stretch it out to dry it out because they're not going to come to suspect that you put it in your washing machine. So do garments that you're allowed to soak them on water, for example, garments that are made out of nylon or something like that, which Baruch Shulchan Aruch later in Sin Shem Shem Beis, Shlomo Zalman holds that even according to this opinion, it's permitted to stretch them out on to dry, and not geizer that you might come to suspect that you scrubbed it with water. There's number 115, to hang the diapers on the rope, the way you normally do during the weekday, Tzitzit Shulchan writes, that's forbidden because of a different reason, of Ovdin Nechol, like it's a weekday activity. Rather, you should stretch out the wet diapers in an abnormal way. For example, let's say on the roof of your house, or something like that. Dish number 116, a towel that got a little bit wet because of its so many people using it. The Kavachim writes, the name of Ben Nishchai, that if it's recognizable that it's a little dirty, so then it has the same aloha like diapers that's recognizable that a little bit of the waste matter in it, and then you're allowed to hang it up to dry. Now, if it's not recognizable that this towel has any wetness and moisture, the Shubhis Mitzchak Yitzchak writes that even though the Chayyad Marin Tor Tzorachin regarding the diapers that are wet, however, the Ben Nishchai writes not to protest in regard to those who are lenient, but if you're stringent, then blessing should come on such a person. Therefore, also the wet towel that's a little bit wet because of all the people using it has a look like the diaper, and even though like a tchil one should be from the Mechmin. However, someone that hangs up to dry did not do any Issa. Dish number 117, that even said you shouldn't hang it up opposite the oven. And even those who are stretching it out not to normal ways, forbidden, like the Charatzin writes later in Simkon Rishud Gimel, that when you put it opposite the oven, there's no difference if you're spreading it out or if you put it whatever other way, so Rav Aldenberg, it's going to be problematic. Dish number 118, that even though Maker Adin, you don't have to remove the laundry that was hung up from before Shabbos facing people. However, Chazanish was particular by his house not to leave any laundry hanging on the rope when Shabbos started because of Maras Ayin. From the Chazanish, that his reason was that since that currently today we have in the generation people that are breached in this area, one should be more particular regarding the Kasuna Marasai. Now, to take the laundry down on Shabbos, which was hanging on the rope from before Shabbos, Rav Ozna held that if you don't need to wear it on Shabbos, there would be a problem about the Isser prohibition about preparing for a weekday. There's number 119, that even if someone violates and they stretch out the garments that are wet on Shabbos, Kav Chaim holds, you don't have to take it down, because you're not really gaining anything, because the whole chashad is not that there are garments hanging there to dry, like you see, you can leave them from before Shabbos, it's the hanging itself, and what was done, there's nothing that's going to help taking it down. Dish number 121, to put cups or bowls to dry opposite a fire, where it can reach the outside, this, for someone holds it's forbidden because of mavashal, because the droplets are going to heat up. Dish number 122, we said it's a problem even if you're wearing the garments. It sounds like that if you're in the sun, you're allowed to dry it when you're wearing it. If that's the case, someone that his clothing got wet, that's on him, he can go to he can go from a shady place to a sunny place so that it could dry quicker, says Rav Aldenberg. Dish number 123, to put these the vapor droplets on the heating element, that's Yatzaladis, so that the water vaporizes, and meaning a vaporizer, that the room will get the moisture. Shlomo Zalman holds that if the water doesn't reach Yatzaladis, it's permitted. It's not similar to what the Mishnah Berurah says, it's forbidden to put garments on the oven, because a garment, the water that's inside of it is going to heat up before it turns into vapor, which is not the case by a water humidifier, that the water is not going to get heated up it's going to turn into a vapor. And that's not similar to utilizing a heating steam maker, because since the water that's inside of it gets heat up literally from the actual heating element, that's a problem, which is not the case over here. And addition number 124, even if the whole garment did not get sopping wet, someone's oven holds, it's forbidden to move it if part of it got sopping wet. That's a recognizable and significant part of the garment. Addition 125, a garment that got soaked in other beverages that they don't really whiten the garment, for example, red wine. So in Shinyan test, Mishnah writes regarding the permission to sift wine or other mashkin through a sudor or a kerchief, we're not concerned that you could come to squeeze it out, because since you're not laundering and whitening through that, so even if you're going to say that it's going to get cleaned through it a little bit, however, you don't have to be concerned that the person might come to do that, because you can't really clean it out from its smell and its appearance. Shulchan Aruch Rav writes that it's permitted to move a garment that's soaked from other beverages that are not whitening it, for example, beer or red wine, you don't have to be concerned that you're going to come to squeeze it, and even though there's an Isser Shechita by other mashkin, since the Shechita is not really helping to whiten it. Dish number 126, a towel that's always soaked from water, you don't have to be concerned, and it's permitted to move it, because it's not going to come to squeeze it out. So therefore, a wet towel, which that people tend to wrap their lulav with it, Hadassah Bar Rabbah, and Sukkot time, Shlomo Zalman holds that it's not forbidden to move, because right now you want to be moist, and it's like this wet towel that always gets wet, and therefore you're not going to come to squeeze that out to get the liquid out of it.